Schluss von Chesed Avne. Von der Volkoi, mit Zinsch Komitzes, der Volkoi Lehin, Oy Veras Yosem. Wir noch nicht, dass wir Ad Ach, der Nathin, Mishim, der Pom, Mishim, Yudai, Yudav, Nekiyist, mit Nekach, mit Volkoi Lehin, Ach, der Nusher, Shishif, Yodav, Shekva, Yodav, Nekiyist, Koi, Mishim, Yudav, Lehin, Mayim, Hashnim. Going to the Mechabe, the minute is to wash one's hands and afterwards make the bracha. He says to make the bracha after you rub your hands together for the first washing, and then afterwards you put the second waters on top of them. We try to avoid this whole thing and put a revius on each hand. That way you can then it's enough to do one time. We'll see much more about that later. But the bottom line is, Ramos says, Kam yofa levacha lem kodim niguf. Shikam niguf min ha-mitzvah mikro gelas ha-yosem. The place to make the bracha is after you finish washing your hands are still wet, you make the bracha and then you dry off your hands. Make sure not to dry off your hands before you make the bracha because there are opinions that say that it's too late afterwards. The Ramah Paskin, ad if you forgot to make the bracha till you finish drying your hands, you can still make the bracha, and the Shabru brings from Achreinim up to the time that you make the Amoy Tzilechem in the Oretz. Even that is not agreed to by all the opinions. The Taz says, once you dry your hands, you cannot make the bracha anymore. So therefore, one should be very careful to make the bracha before he dries his hands. You should not make it also while he's drying his hands, because you should not be involved in other things when you're making the bracha. So therefore, wash your hands, make the bracha, dry your hands. So if you base in Akim Hated Kodesh Yivsa, Sha'oicha B'li Yigiv Yadan, Kila Oicha Lechem Tomei. One should make sure his hands are completely dry before he touches the bread and cuts the bread, because it's considered improper as if you're eating tummy bread if your hands are wet when you're touching them. There are various explanations for them. The bottom line is that even if you put a revius on your hands, you should still dry your hands completely before you touch the bread, and you should not wipe them on your garment. It causes forgetfulness. If you're going as a subject, it's only his outer garment or any other garments. Simen Kuf Nun Ches Sifyud Gimel. Hamat Bil Yodav Yochel Lechem B'lo Yidiguf. Person who puts his hands in a mikveh or in a lake ocean, he can eat the food without drying his hands. V'din L'noitil Yodav V'as'achas V'shoifich Aleyem Revi'es Mayim V'as'achas. O Shinotil Yodav Achas V'shoifich Aleyem V'in Shofach HaChavelto. Also, if a person put a revius on both of his hands, or a revius on each one of his hands independently, according to the Mechaber, he does not have to dry his hands before he eats. The idea is that the Mechaber holds that the problem of not drying your hands before eating is because of the chashash, you have some mayim tameim on your hands, and that only happens when you're doing a tila with less than a revius, and then you have to put the second time water on it. But if you table your hands in a mikveh, or you put a full revius in your hands, you don't have the problem. That's the shita of the Mechaber. The Maisa, in respect to being loyal to your hands with revius, the Marshal is choylik, and he says that no, the reason why Zal said you should not eat without drying hands is because of meals, because it's unpleasant to have wet hands touching the bread, the gipsagi, and therefore you should always dry your hands beforehand. Even so, the Marshal says this takana was made only by Natilas Yadayim. But if you toggle your hands in the mikveh, then Iker Adin, you do not have to dry your hands. But even so, Magen Avraham brings that a person who will feel uncomfortable eating bread like that should definitely dry his hands before he touches the bread.